Bike riders of Takeaway Nation unite.
The world spins around.
Nearing bridge crest by bike.
Bike wheels spin around the world.
Sometimes you break.
Climbing up higher, strenuously pedaling.
Wind is in my face.
My bike does me right.
Blue bike is my takeaway.
Bike Nation, we live in it, and this week we've been exploring a cultural revolution around bikes that is changing cities, lifestyles, and energy consumption across the nation. In August 2008, in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital became the model for the first successful bicycle sharing system in the country. From modest beginnings, Capital Bike Share now boasts nearly 200,000 riders and 2.3 million trips per year. Until New York launched its bike share program, it was the largest in North America. And today there are bike shares in cities across the country, Denver and San Francisco, Chicago and Boston. We would love to see these cities compete to see which is the bike sharingest community in America. But, you know, we wanted to do something that would involve all of you, from Car Culture Orlando to freeway jammed Los Angeles. Are you riding a bicycle, considering it? Here's the challenge. Submit a haiku about your bike riding experience. It can be about your bike, about your journey, maybe even about that dusty bike sitting in the garage, unused. Instructions at thetakeaway.org. Three judges will vote and select their top 10 picks, and winners will get Takeaway bike helmets. Hey, I don't even have one of those. Can you do better than these entries?
80-mile bike ride. Wow, I am a superstar. Can't feel my butt, though.
Greening of Detroit starts with less exhaust pipe fumes and more pedaling.
Wheels and muscles move, jockeying for position, breathing hard, alive.
In order to submit your haiku, visit our website at thetakeaway.org. Submissions are being accepted for 6 more days. You have from now until 11:59 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, September 22nd, to take part. We think haikus are infectious, kind of like bike riding. And the man who launched the bike share craze, Washington, D.C.'s bike share program, Gabe Klein, is now spreading the bike message as transportation commissioner for Chicago, where he oversees trains, roads, bridges, buses, and bikes.
The economy's changing. Cities are changing. We are re-urbanizing in America's cities. And you have a whole new generation of people and new technologies that are basically changing the way we live, work, and play in cities.
And the ownership piece of transportation becomes more discretionary, maybe a leisure thing. And the public transportation piece regarding bicycles and even cars, if you include like zip cars and some other sort of public car options, that becomes all about this real challenge in urbanization, getting that last mile to work between the bus system, the subway system, the light rail, whatever public transit system, and the actual front door of the house. It's the last mile that's the real challenge. How does bike share help that?
You're absolutely right. People need different modes of transport for different times of the day, for different uses, depending on the size of their family. And it is often that last mile that's challenging for people. You can go out and get to the L station or the MTA subway station, but it may be 6 or 8 blocks away. And the bus may only run every 20 minutes. So instant access, point-to-point transportation is extremely important, whether it be with a car, a bike, or some other mode. And bike share, what's so great about it is that it's something that you can implement relatively quickly and is an absolute game changer in a city, particularly for that last mile and, to be honest, for recreational use as well.
Why did you know it would work in D.C., and why did you know it could be replicated around the country?
Well, you know, I had studied a bit about, you know, Paris and how this had worked in other countries. One of my predecessors had done a small pilot in Washington, D.C. with a program called Smart Bike. And then I'd been to Montreal and seen the Bixi bike share system firsthand. And what so impressed me by that system versus the previous iterations was the fact that, yes, it had this cool, you know, software and technology that allowed you to know where the bikes were all the time and made it very easy for the consumer. But from a business standpoint, from the government standpoint, having the ability to literally drop a station in 20 to 30 minutes, no construction, no wiring it to the power grid, and then to be able to expand it on the fly was like nothing else out there in transportation. And so I knew that it could be hugely successful in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, we have a bike contest going here. We've actually encouraged our takeaway folks who love the show, who love to think about these ideas, who also love their bikes, to submit haikus describing their bike experience. How successful do you think that would be? I mean, a haiku is kind of like a bicycle of poetry. You know, you can take it wherever you go.
Oh, I think it'll be great. You know, I had the opportunity to meet David Byrne, who wrote a book about biking all over the world as he tours and does his concerts. And one of the things you realize when you're reading that book is riding a bike through a city is like poetry. It's like poetry in motion, and you have the ability to, as Jan Gehl, a famous architect from Copenhagen, says, to really see a city at human scale. And for me personally, I get a lot of my thinking done, even, you know, things that I need to do at work. It's like a bit of meditation on your bike, and so I think that seems very appropriate, although personally I'm not a poet, but I will wish you the best of luck on that.
When it's pouring rain and you're on a bike share bike, how do you get yourself to your destination? What is the sort of Zen kind of mantra that works for you, Gabe Klein?
For me, you know, personally, I need to have the right gear. So I keep my suits at work often, and I have nice rain gear so I can ride in the rain. And I love riding in the rain, as long as I'm not going to be soaked to the core when I get to work. And so I think preparation is key. And, you know, realizing that you're not going to melt.
Keep a towel in your desk.
Oh, absolutely. I actually do that.
I knew you were going to say that. Commissioner Gabe Klein of the Chicago Department of Transportation, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, John.
We want your bikus.
I ride silently. Filthy noisemakers pass me, one person in each.
Modern metal steed, sturdy and ready to ride. Your power is mine.
Rolling resistance, heart beating, wind in my face. Pedal on, live long.
Bikus. You know, I think I'm going to call the Oxford English Dictionary on that one. I think we're nailing it. To participate in our bike challenge, visit our website at thetakeaway.org. You'll find the rules there. Winners get takeaway bike helmets. And you can find a photo of me on my bike, who maybe should be riding it a little bit more. You can see that as well.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.